Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The Creative Vision Factory in Wilmington has been using art to help those facing mental health issues and addiction for over a decade. But its time in Wilmington is nearing an end. This week, contributor Larry Nagengast examines the circumstances that are prompting the Creative Vision Factory's departure in his latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. Larry's piece is part of Delaware Public Media's participation in the Delaware Journalism Collaborative, a partnership of local news and community organizations working to bridge divides statewide. And earlier this week, Larry joined me to discuss his reporting on this story.
So you've covered the Creative Vision Factory for us before. Can you give us a quick sketch of the work it's been doing in Wilmington for over a decade now?
Well, the Creative Vision Factory is one of about two dozen peer support programs that were set up in 2011 following a settlement between the state of Delaware and the U.S. Department of Justice concerning what had been essentially the warehousing of patients at the Delaware Psychiatric Center. In short, the Creative Vision Factory is a resource center for individuals with addiction or mental health issues, and it is staffed primarily by people who are in recovery. What sets the Creative Vision Factory apart from other resource centers, other peer resource centers, is that it uses art therapy to help its clients establish stability in their lives. Now, the organization helps its clients with an array of social services tasks, finding housing, applying for unemployment, Medicaid, social security problems, things like that. Its art therapy component has included numerous public art projects that have increased its recognition in the community. A 200-foot mural depicting Wilmington's maritime history near the Kalmar Nichols shipyard, mosaic walls in schools, benches at Winterthur, for example. It also regularly shows its artists' work on the Wilmington Art Loop, and a couple of its artists have even exhibited in Philadelphia, in New York City, and even Melbourne, Australia. Now that's a pretty big impact coming out of a little building on Shipley Street.
So let's take a look at the numbers. How big has the Creative Vision Factory grown? What's its current footprint in Wilmington as it gets set to depart?
Well, as you might expect, the program started slowly. It had about 2,000 client visits in 2012, which was its first full year. By 2019, before the COVID-19 pandemic, visits reached nearly 15,000 for the year. Then, of course, things dropped off during the pandemic, and now visits have come back and surpassing previous highs. Last year, there were more than 15,000 visits to the Creative Vision Factory.
So a pretty big footprint, but with that kind of size comes some issues, one of which you reported on, is staffing. What's the challenge been staffing this type of operation?
Well, you know, at its pre-pandemic peak, the Creative Vision Factory had a staff of no more than 7 people, and that's a combination of full-time and part-time. And in serving as many clients as they were, everybody in the organization really suffered from burnout. But while they're suffering from burnout, the state officials who are monitoring the program are marveling that this small group of people could serve such large numbers of clients. So you've got this tug here that the staff is getting burned out, and they're saying, hey, you know, we really could use more people, but there's no funding and no support to build up its size. So post-pandemic, due to changing funding requirements, some changes in hiring requirements, the staff had never come back to its earlier levels. So the number of people it is serving keeps on increasing, and the staff is smaller than it had been pre-pandemic.
And while that's a serious issue, staffing isn't the only issue that's prompting problems for Creative Vision Factory and eventually leading to its departure from Wilmington coming up later this year. 2 years ago, you reported that despite the success of its approach, there were already concerns about its future at its current Shipley Street location as development was springing up around it in that area of the city. Tell us a little bit more about those concerns then and perhaps how they've grown over the past couple of years.
Well, the Creative Vision Factory is operating in what has gradually become an increasingly polarized environment. It's just a block off Market Street, and that, of course, is Wilmington's retail and business backbone, and it's an area that the city has been trying to restore to the glory days of years past. It's not something that the powerful talk about out loud, but, you know, the presence of 100 or so homeless, troubled individuals who are visiting the center every day doesn't fit very well with the image that the city would like to have a block away on Market Street. Now, you may recall it was a similar situation a couple of years ago with all of the bus stops that were located around Rodney Square, and there was a lot of pressure from the business community, and eventually those bus stops got moved down to an area closer to the Wilmington train station. The situation here in terms of how the stronger pieces of the Wilmington downtown community feel about the Creative Vision Factory, somewhat similar to that. Now, on top of that, this polarization, the sense of polarization, has increased in the last couple of years with the construction of several new high-rise residential buildings that practically overlook the Creative Vision Factory. If I can paraphrase Creative Vision Factory Executive Director Michael Kalmbach, the city's powerful and upwardly mobile are looking down on the less fortunate, and that's both figuratively and literally.
And that has led to this hard June 30th deadline for the Creative Vision Factory closing up shop downtown. Can you walk us through how we wound up getting to that hard end date of June 30?
Well, it had been evident to Kalmbach that the Creative Vision Factory had pretty much worn out its welcome in the heart of downtown Wilmington. Then late last year, he got word that some of the conditions of the arrangement with the state might be changing, and that there was also uncertainty over whether funding levels would continue. In short, although the lease for the building on Shipley Street could be renewed for another year, there was no assurance that the organization would have the revenue that it would need to pay the rent. Efforts to locate another site nearby were not successful, and in any case, it wasn't until late March that the Creative Vision Factory learned that they would be getting some funding for the year that starts on July 1st. Meanwhile, the closing of the Shipley Street facility is underway. On Friday, May 3rd, the Creative Vision Factory will hold its final show as part of the Wilmington Art Loop. It's one last chance for the artists to display and sell their work, and it's the beginning of the disposal of supplies and equipment that won't be needed at a new location. The program is going to remain open through the end of June in downtown Wilmington, but those services are steadily going to wind down over the next 2 months.
So as now we look at what's next, it starts with new partners for the Creative Vision Factory. Who are they partnering with, and how will they fold the Creative Vision Factory into what they do already?
Well, a month ago, the Creative Vision Factory and an organization called Impact Life announced that they have entered into a partnership. Impact Life is a larger organization serving primarily individuals with substance abuse disorders. Impact Life has drop-in centers and residential facilities, even one with a farm, throughout Delaware and in parts of Maryland. The details of all of this partnership have not been completely worked out, and Impact Life is still negotiating the details of a new contract with the state, a contract that's going to include funding for the Creative Vision Factory programs, which would then be integrated into the services that that Impact Life now provides to serve addicts in recovery. So in essence, what we've got here is the Creative Vision Factory is not, I wouldn't say it's not like a subcontractor, but it's going to be sort of a subsidiary with Impact Life, but Michael Kalmbach is going to be playing a significant role in that organization.
So that allows the Creative Vision Factory to continue on, but still in limbo, as you've noted, would be an actual new home for the Creative Vision Factory. What are the possibilities right now, and what challenges would they present, especially for those currently coming to get services from CVF?
Well, as I said, the details of the arrangement with Impact Life are still being worked out, but it seems likely the Creative Vision Factory will move to Ellesmere, into a building that Impact Life rents from the Ellesmere Police Department, so there'd be a shared arrangement there. Now, a move to downtown Newark is possible, but Impact Life, as of now, does not own or rent any property there. So now the challenge that you're talking about relates to those 100 or so men and women who visit the create a Vision Factory for support, for service, for companionship, for a cup of coffee or a place to charge their cell phones every day. These people are mostly unemployed. Many are homeless. They're living in shelters or on the streets. They're not going to have the bus fare to get to Ellesmere, let alone the Newark every day. They're going to need help, and they're going to need shelter from the rain, from the heat, whatever, during the day. Where and how they'll survive is a great unknown right now.
So as we look at this story, it would be easy to cast it as a simple story of the Creative Vision Factory being pushed out by gentrification, regentrification, but it feels like it's a little bit more complex than that, that while there is consensus that this has been a successful effort, what the Creative Vision Factory has done for 12 plus years, that the support for it is soft support, not enough to really put Creative Vision Factory on truly solid ground. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. I mean, you know, we talk about homelessness. We talk about addiction. We talk about the needs of the mentally ill. We see people suffering with these ills on streets in many communities, not just in downtown Wilmington, just about every day. Now, you have a program like the Creative Vision Factory, and it's showing that a positive impact that conscientious peer support can have. But nevertheless, it's looked down upon by its neighbors, and it's not adequately supported by its state funders. Our society, our government, we all have to find a way to do better for the less fortunate who deserve to be treated with dignity and with respect. Now, the story of the Creative Vision Factory is not over. In upcoming weeks, our colleagues with the Delaware Journalism Collaborative are going to be writing more about the reasons for the organization's struggles, about the impact of this upcoming move on the many clients, and most importantly, on solutions that Delaware might consider to address this polarizing issue. A happy ending isn't certain, but we can hope that we can start moving in that direction.
Thanks to contributor Larry Nightingast for his time on The Green this week. His piece on the Creative Vision Factory's departure from Wilmington is available at DelawarePublic.org. The Delaware Journalism Collaborative is producing additional pieces on this story, examining how funding is allocated to the Creative Vision Factory and other agencies working on homelessness, mental health, and addiction, the impact of the Creative Vision Factory's move on its clients, and ways to improve services like those provided by the Creative Vision Factory. Look for them in the coming weeks at DelawarePublic.org.